can't say precisely how the damn thing grew. It had leaves, it had blooms, it had roots. It just didn't seem to have any visible structure. It was simply undetectable to the eye. Either its constituent parts were too small, or they reflected things in such a way that all light appeared to go around it or pass through it without being interfered with. I took it to the university yesterday to one of those labs that deals with this sort of thing. They'd seemed very keen on the phone and they invited me in. So when I got there, the people at the reception desk asked to look through my bag before I went into the building. And when I began describing what was in there, as you couldn't see the thing, obviously, the look on their faces became more and more focused, quizzical, and suspicious. As it turned out, they weren't about to let me through until they could positively identify what I had with me. In fact, I realized later, it would have been better if I'd said I didn't have anything, rather than that I had this thing that you couldn't see. To be honest, it hadn't even occurred to me that a place like the University Labs might not have come across this kind of thing before. So I mentioned the professor's name, the one I'd spoken to, the one who was so keen to see it. Well, see isn't quite the right word, but anyway, that seemed to help, as they were then able to turn to a directory of names on their desk, and they looked her up and gave her a call. Authorization, see? Makes all the difference. So I observed the conversation from the perspective of the security desk. Expecting. Oh, you are. Fine then. Oh, no, we'll send them right up. Huh? So they took me through into the hall where they had this metal detector waiting. So naturally, I walked straight in, separately from the bag with the growing thing, which they had to put through the x-ray machine. As it went through, I could see that the warden and his colleagues were keen to have a look. I think they were more interested in the quality of their machine, and whether it was good enough not just to see through the bag, but to render this invisible thing visible, if that makes any sense. And I could see them oohing and aahing, and so I expect they could see it all right, which made me a little jealous, as I hadn't seen anything of it yet. And it just seemed one of those things, you know, typical, that a wonder such as I had found would be revealed not to someone like me, the discoverer, the finder, but someone who seemed actually more interested in their machine and the extent of its technical capability, rather than this amazing invisible thing that they couldn't actually see at all without it. Once I was on the other side of the metal detector, they gave me back my bag, but they didn't say anything about what they'd seen. Irritated that my unique discovery was treated as no more than some technical curiosity, I thought I'd better check the bag. As I peeled away the layers of protective cotton cloth, I realized they felt moist to the touch. The bag was stained with a green cellulose slime, and my invisible plant seemed to have disappeared. Whatever had happened, all its unique, transparent properties were now lost, along with its brief, delicate life. The X-ray, having revealed its precious structure to the uninterested technicians, had poisoned it and extinguished the very secret nature of its delicate existence. Oh, I doubted whether anyone inside this prestigious institution would ever believe me now. But it did make me wonder how many invisible things I might pass by every day, and why any particular one should have ever chanced to catch my eye in the first place.